Can you tell us about the status of Mark Scheifele and Adam Lowry for tomorrow?
Both got through, they both felt good going into the practice, and they both got through it well. We'll wait to make sure that they come back in tomorrow, but they're knocking on the door now. So they may be in tomorrow.
Do they have the same lawyer as Jacob Trouba had?
They actually petitioned him, yes. They're feeling pretty darn strong. So the last piece to rehab is player confidence, right? If he's telling you that he's ready to go, there's a difference between a guy listing the things that don't feel right, but he thinks he can play, and then you'll have a guy walk in like Jake did and said, I'm ready to play and I want to play. It's what we'd like to. We'd like to get that with all our injuries, to get that the player has that kind of confidence. So they're past the medical part now. The doctors are good. They're certainly past the conditioning part. They've skated for a long time because they've been upper body, and I think they're right on in the confidence part.
Well, was that last battle drill 5-on-5 the test for those players that you had at the end of practice?
Well, we were doing it anyway today, but we were making sure that we had one of those kind of drills in that they could push on. I think Scheif took a pretty nasty blindside from Myers when he wasn't expecting it on the other side of the ice, just to make sure.
There be any apprehension about putting them both back in the lineup tomorrow?
No, because the idea isn't we're not in that must-win situation, but we are in a. We got to get these guys on the ice and get them ready. So, because really, we could put Brian back into the middle without. We can make adjustments even if their game's not right. But I'll be clear with you. Like, we're talking about hands here. We're not talking about two guys that might be out. Because they wouldn't be going into the lineup injured, right? We're not hoping they get through the game. The only thing that would, the hands may not quite be there, the reads and those kind of things, and for that reason, we would want them in the game to get back into their groove.
Updates on Toby Enstrom and or Dmitry Kulikov.
Okay, so Toby skated full today with him. We will see how he feels tomorrow. Dmitry's going to have surgery on his back. He's going to be out 8 weeks, and he's out 8 weeks until the kind of next window of progress. We'll see where he's at. That doesn't mean he's back in eight. The next report I would give you is in eight. He had a reoccurrence of the injury that he was dealing with in Buffalo. It didn't build. It just, he was fine, and then he wasn't. So we waited for the inflammation to go down. There were a couple of different ways to do it, but everybody agreed in the end that I don't know the fastest, but certainly the best for the player long term, and is to get it done and get it fixed.
Is Toby an option tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. And you're comfortable with that now? You were a little gun shy the other day about Toby.
Toby's a tougher one to read as a coach because his pain tolerance is incredibly high, and this is a pain tolerance issue. It's not an injury that necessarily gets worse. It just hurts an awful lot. But we've given it a good chunk of time off. If he feels he can play with it, then he's going to go.
Paul, given how well the team has played with all these guys out of the lineup, does it get tough for you to take guys out of the lineup?
Yeah, it's tougher to take players out of the lineup. But when you're putting Mark and Adam back in, they're going in. So somebody, you know, the idea is somebody has to come out, and there'll be players that come out that have either played great in their last game or have played really well. And that's the healthy competition that you always want to get to.
Your thought that minutes-wise things will be a little bit less than people's full normal complement,
right,
as they go back in?
Keep them in a rhythm for sure, first and foremost. Once we get there, we're winning a game. But we believe when you're healthy, we have all of our lines. I don't have to watch. I don't have to hide a line and so that I'll be able to spread the minutes around pretty evenly. It won't be an exhibition game by any means. It's not the next guy's up. There'll be a match to this game tomorrow, and we'll prepare to play hard. But I should be able to keep the top group under 20 and whoever gets the least amount of minutes over 10.
So you're anything against a team that's not that far behind you tomorrow.
Yeah.
What kind of urgency are you trying to create with your team?
The same in each of our games. We've been in a reasonably comfortable position. I mean, it's always precarious in the Central Division, but focus on the game, focus on winning. We've taken that live your life daily approach since the start of the year. We haven't talked about playoff picture or what this means or the damage that we can do to another team. This is all about how we play.
Paul, the Washington Capitals gave Braden Holtby, I think it was a
fourth game. They called it a reset.
Right.
Is there any thought of resting guys before the playoffs, especially guys who may have played quite a bit so far this season?
Well, those are two different ideas in my mind, because that was a performance issue. They were concerned that they thought a reset would get him back to where he was playing. We'll want to keep guys where they're at. I think if we have this conversation and we have secured where we want to be, that it would be in the back-to-back scenarios. That would be a place that we may be looking to keep people out. After that, you're going to find none of these guys want to come out of the lineup. Schedule's not overly heavy. We've got another two-day block after the LA game, which is, based on what we've come through, a really nice break for the guys. So the answer, I mean, the short one is yes, so look at it, but it won't be I won't be taking a guy out for 5 or 6 days.
So when you were talking to Kulikov, I mean, how disappointing was for this to reoccur?
It's tough for him. Maybe it helped that it just happened, so he didn't have to deal with it for 3 weeks and agonize whether he should be playing or not. He felt good, he took a shot, and then all of a sudden he didn't feel good. Very difficult for him in that he's been through it, and then he's happy here, he's got a role here, we're playing well, it's something that he wants to be a part of. But the door is not closed now, right? So he's got to get back and get healthy, and this is a tough rehab, because you don't do much early on, and then you get after it pretty good. And hopefully we're still playing hockey when he's ready to play.
So will he have a surgery this week, or he's had it?
He's having it. It's ahead of us, yeah.
With the two goaltenders that are still out, anything on them? And or is it a situation where Eric is probably going to be here for what you guys are hoping is a long
time? Well, I can't tell you much on Michael, because it's a concussion issue. Other than he's feeling better and he's back, he is active now. So he's not completely away from, he's on the bike. Steve's rehabbing, says he feels good. So that's still the 2 to 3 week window. So that puts him into April, when he'd be back in the net. And Eric is here until one of that two comes back. Yeah.
Both goaltenders for your AHL affiliate are not with the AHL affiliate right now, which is tough on their program.
Yeah.
But what have you liked about Eric's mindset of being able to come up in what's a real critical time for you guys?
I don't know how much time you spent with Eric, but from day one, he would qualify as the most positive person you may have met that day, for sure. He is willing to work as long as you want. Always says the right things, does the right things, competes really hard. He's a wonderful pro athlete personality. And that translates into his game. He's a guy that he's going to grind and work and work and work until he gets what he wants, and that's a job of the NHL. And he gets out on the ice now, he fits in, looks good, working hard. And we'll see where it takes him.